We're momming today with Mom Water. It is, okay, I know it was sent. I haven't tried it yet. I hear it is delicious. I found out about this company. We were on vacation in South Carolina, and I asked my husband to go pick up something for me to drink. I'm not going to say the name of what I requested. And he came home with what I requested, and he said, oh, they were trying to sell me on this Mom Water stuff that is apparently really popular, but I didn't want to upset you, so I didn't get it. And I said, So I Googled it, and a light bulb went off. I was like, I need to find out more about this company. And I did. And we have the founders here, the husband and wife team, Bryce and Jill Morrison, as well as Jill's sister-in-law, Bryce's sister, Kara Woolsey. Thanks, everybody, for joining, three of you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Jill,
thanks,
I think you came up with this idea, right?
Yes, the drink was technically my idea and my push from the beginning.
And yeah. It happened on vacation. So I discovered you on vacation and you discovered your drink, your company on vacation.
Yeah, funny how that works.
So what's the story?
I was vacationing in the Dominican. We were with another couple and tired of all the sweet fruity drinks at the bar. Discovered a big old jar of that fruit infused water sitting on their hotel area. And I took a big old swig of that and said, this is amazing. Took it up to the bar and just asked the bartender just to add a little shot of vodka to my tall Yeti. Drank it all week, loved it, was hydrating, and, you know, it wasn't sweet, didn't make me feel horrible. Came back to the States and told Bryce, I said, we need to find something like this. Searched around forever. Turns out there wasn't anything like it. So we went back to, of course, the seltzers because they had just become popular. And I got to thinking, you know, now I'm starting to feel bad again. I really would like to recreate that drink I had in the Dominican. So set out to make it and started homemaking it here at the house and was putting it in water bottles and putting them in my cooler. And everybody would make fun of me because I was drinking water. But yet those who knew me knew it was not actually water. Unfortunately, one of our kids grabbed a hold of one of those water bottles because I didn't have them marked and said, Mom, this water tastes funny. Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's not water. So Bryce looked at me and said, you need to mark these a little bit better, especially the ones that you've, you know, messed with. So I started scribbling Mom on the water bottle. And then one day it just kind of clicked with the other marketing genius over here. It's like Mom Water kind of has a ring to it.
So after you nearly poisoned your own child, the brilliant name of your company was born, Mom Water.
It was.
I'm totally joking. Totally joking.
Born out of necessity.
What'd you say, Bryce?
It was born out of necessity.
Yeah. Well, in many ways, because, and I don't know if Kara, you want to get in here. I'm a big fan of the hard seltzers and those sorts of drinks, but they have a lot of sugar in them. They create that bloated feeling. And that's what you were trying not to do.
For sure. And this may strike you as funny, but so I'm the team member that doesn't drink, which everyone finds hysterical. But, you know, it's funny because if I was a big drinker, though, I can totally relate to the heavy flavors to me. It's just it's overdone and you can't do it for a long time. And so I feel like it's just hit this chord with people that we're ready for something totally different. And so I'm a big hint water drinker. So it's kind of basically the same thing and without the booze. And I love just that light, refreshing flavor. And so I feel like Jill just kind of hit it on the head with the concept. And then the branding has been just this whole thing in and of itself that's just taken off.
Bryce, are you in charge of the branding?
Yeah. we joke, Jill's the inside of the can and I'm kind of the outside of the can. So I'm just a more creative brain is my thing, organization and those things.
What's it like, A, working with your wife and sister, and B, working with women, for women?
Yeah, I would say four women would probably be the
I corrected myself pretty quickly.
You did. You caught yourself. Honestly, it's awesome. I try to pride myself in being easy to get along with. And I mean, Jill and I have been married 19 years here in a couple
Congrats.
Of weeks. Thank you. And, you know, so obviously we get along, otherwise we wouldn't be together for 19 years. And we really didn't know, we kind of worked in the same industry. And so for us, it wasn't a huge jump. You know, Jill would be she was at a local nursing home. I was a hospice rep. I would call on that account. And so we at least interacted throughout the workday to a degree. Honestly, with Kara, I'd never got a chance to work with her. And it's funny because my brother is also on staff now. We've kind of made this a family thing. And it's actually, we joke that we've talked more in the last 6 months than in the last 10 years probably combined. It's not that we weren't close and did stuff, but all of our life paths took us in different directions in our own friend circles. So it's been really a blessing, honestly, because we all get a chance to interact with each other. We all work really well together. And our line of thinking was, if we can't get along with family and friends, then what makes us think we're going to get along with complete strangers?
So. And I have questions on the names of the Mom Water, and I'm going to ask them right after this break.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back on We're Momming today with the founders of Mom Water. Okay, there's four cans: Julie, Sandy, Linda, and Karen. It occurs to me they're all five letters, maybe because Bryce, who decorates the outside of the can, that looks the best on the can, but I don't see a Jill. I don't see a Kara. Jill, so how'd you come up with the names?
Well, technically, Julie is my alter ego. So when I voted not to have my name on the can, Julie kind of made the cut. The rest of the names were kind of inspired. I don't know if you've seen the YouTube video where the little kid is pleading and he says, "Listen, Linda, no, listen, listen, Linda." Have you ever seen that video?
No, sorry.
Oh, yeah. You need to look it up. Look it up.
Okay. I just watched that video and were inspired and said, whoever Linda is, she needs a mom water.
Yeah. She's blueberry peach flavor.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then Karen was kind of a...
Honestly, we picked Karen before the meme. It's always the going joke in turn.
Oh, that's brilliant. But you got lucky.
We didn't know at the time if it was luck or not, because like it started to kind of have this real negative connotation. And, you know, this was the way this all came about. We put our life savings into it, second mortgage on our home. Like, we didn't have funds coming out of everywhere. So when this happened, it was like 4 months into COVID, and all of a sudden we see this Karen meme start, and we're like, wow, we've got Karen on our labels. We've already done all this stuff. And we were kind of like, we're a young business. Do we do this? Do we not? Do we change it? We don't have the money to do it. So in the end of the day, we just said, let's go for it. We're going to try to do something maybe a little positive for the Karens. And thankfully it's worked out great, because it's kind of turned into a positive thing, and people have fun with it, because of course they'll look at it on the shelf and be like, oh, Karen, you know, and they can have a little fun with it, which is the whole point of our
brand. Is she the most popular, Kara? What's the most popular drink?
Yeah. So they kind of duke it out. Linda and Karen, those are usually our top, but then we've also found, like, as we've opened new states, it is funny because Sandy is starting to make this big pull. She was our number one seller in May. And I think a lot of it is like coastal states, the coconut mango totally makes sense. And so that name obviously is inspired just by the beachy vibe. So Sandy makes a lot of sense. And then we have new flavors coming soon. And so we had a little bit of fun. We did like an Instagram poll, and we took our top winner from that poll, and that will inspire one of the names. So it's been fun just to see. I think people really get behind the idea of it being this personality in a can, and just totally different. And so that's been a lot of fun.
Jill, what's the alcohol content?
4.5%.
Okay. So because, you know, Kara, when you were talking earlier, you know, it goes down just like water if you had drank. I was like, oh, moms could get pretty tipsy pretty fast. But no, not at 4.5%. Right?
No, that was one of the goals in the beginning, was I didn't want to taste the alcohol. That's kind of where I wanted it to land. We had tried it at different ABVs, and that's 4.5 seemed to be the perfect fit.
Yeah. Bryce, back to the, you know, you're talking, you took out a second mortgage on your house to start this company. You know, it was happening right when COVID hit. That must have been a very scary moment.
Yeah, that was, I think all of our friends and family were like,
"You're nuts."
We were nuts. Yeah, they really did.
Yes, and we did.
We questioned ourselves. But you know, the funny part was, like, when we were doing all this, we at least still had our other jobs to fund it. So what was funny is, like, pretty much all of our paychecks were just going straight into Mom Water. And, you know, until we had a longtime friend, John, that came on as a partner. And when we made that decision, you know, first thing he said was, guys, like, we've got a lot of work to do if these are your goals, and you really need to quit your job. And that was last October. And that's when we looked at each other like, yeah, but like, who's going to pay us? Because we're used to having this other paycheck. It just didn't really register. And so that was the first time that really got scary, was both of us quitting our other job.
Wait, so Jill, you and Bryce both quit without any assurance that you were onto something while you have children?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We kind of had assurances we were onto something. We felt because it had taken off in a matter of months. We had done more than we thought we would do in a matter of years, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of saw the writing on the wall, like, listen, we really do think something's here, but there's a lot of brands that come in year one and their year two, it's like sophomore slump. And really it's like, oh, that was just a fad. So that was still the thing we didn't quite know, but we had a pretty good idea that it wasn't going to be that way, just because a lot of our circle of friends, it was, we compared it to drinking like Coke or Pepsi. If you're on a soft drink person and you drink those and you decide to cut cold turkey and drink water for a year and you go back and you try those, it really messes with you. You're kind of like, wow, I used to drink these. It's super syrupy. It's different. Your palate changes. And we've had a lot of people say that about Mom Water, is that it just gets to the point to where it's so easy on your system and your taste buds that it's hard to go back to other things after you kind
of. Does it scare you though, that we've seen such a rapidly changing consumer? There are preferences, you know, you like red wine one moment and then oops, nobody's buying red wine again. Hard cider is popular one second. It's not the next. Does that scare you? How do you plan to adapt to that?
Anybody, I think we have a lot of creativity though, like in the brand itself. I mean, I've said this from the beginning that if Mom Water was just a seltzer, just another seltzer, I still think it would have been successful because there's something different. I don't feel like moms are catered to a lot in the market, mm-hmm. which ironically our target may be moms, but we have this wide community of people that have embraced it. So I think even if it were just the branding itself, it would have been successful. And then we've often talked too about like just the story, the inspiration behind it. I will say that as a sibling, I was very nervous for them. Like they're both so successful doing what they were doing. They'd been in healthcare for such a long time that our family was scared for them. But you know, you really get a sense of just this traction that it's gaining and the momentum, and it seems like it's building a lot of community around it. So I think the community aspect will outlast the fads and changes, and we're innovative enough that we'll stay with it.
Bryce, are you profitable yet?
Yes.
Nope. Yeah. Okay. All right.
What's weird is, I should say, this was the hardest thing for us to grasp, I think, when this started happening, was our growth is so fast and so hard that you never really see any of that, because it's like we're just trying to fund, you know, we've been able to like go with local community banks and not have big outside, you know, investors. And it's like between Jill and myself and our partner, John, and our local community banks, like we've actually been able to do this really smartly. But what's, you know, I guess we never realize it until now. We even joke, we're like, you know, we were been paid less for the last 2 years than before we were at Mom Water, because we were trying to put every ounce we could just into more production and growing our footprint.
If Constellation Brands were to call you up, I don't know if they have, would you say, sure, we'll sell?
No.
Oh, family business. Well, all right.
We really, honestly, it's a weird industry. I we're always entertaining calls and talking to folks, and we'll never not, you know, at least talk to somebody just because it's educational. But our goals, I think, have changed a lot because we do feel how special the community is. We see what it has a chance to do for all of our family, and our family's involved at this point, but even maybe our kids. Like we think we can do things in our way, be a lot different inside this beverage world, and kind of prove that we can do it our way. So I'll never say never, obviously. This is a really strange industry, but our goals have definitely changed.
Tell me about the kids, Jill. How many do you have? What was their reaction to all of this? I mean, you know, aside from you decorating the fridge and them being confused by it.
Yeah, we have three. Trajan is 17, almost 18. Jalen is 15, getting ready to turn 16. And McKenna is 11, almost 12. They're okay. All three getting ready to change over. And they're loving it so far. Trajan has expressed interest in maybe working for us someday, going into the business marketing field, which is not at all what he was going to do 2 or 3 years ago. We've been traveling a lot more, and they've just been enjoying the ride.
Aw, so... Go ahead. Is
you
that Kara?
The dog and the cats.
Oh, yes. We have a very energetic Bernedoodle and two cats.
We have all the things.
Are you guys working more now than you did in your previous, your healthcare jobs, your old jobs?
Oh, 110%. Like it's
it feels
wild.
Like 24/7 now.
It is.
It just never ends.
Yeah. I'd always remember looking at it like, you know, we have friends that own businesses. I'm like, man, they just work so much. And yeah, I was like, I don't think I could ever do that. No, it's just, it's always on. But it's weird because everyone we've hired and all of us, like we all say the same thing. we are working harder than we've ever worked, but it is fun. Like it is, it doesn't feel that way. It's 9 o'clock at night. We might be going through emails, but it's fun. And part of that is because, you know, we have had a lot of success, but most of it is because the community, like the emails and things we get on a daily basis are hilarious. That we have the best community. There's no way there could be a better community in the alcohol world. If there is, I challenge anybody, because our fans are crazy awesome.
Are they all moms, or do you have dads or you know, single people drinking too?
So that's what's been really fun. So obviously moms are loving it. And I feel like it's like answered this big question or this big void that they've had. But one of the biggest second groups that we're seeing, which we all find really funny, is like young college age guys. Like we had fraternities reach out to us
in Ohio.
Oh yeah. In Ohio, one of our distributors said that, you know, like a really popular bar in their area, one of their guys went in one night and looked around and there's like five different groups of people drinking mom water and they were all guys. So, you know, it's reaching more people than we would intend, especially with the way that we brand and market our bright colors, you know, and things like that. It's just funny.
How has it been branching out into different states? That has to be tough.
It is challenging. Every state is so different. Our regulations are different, you know, and we've grown up with Indiana, you know, alcohol laws and weird things like no liquor on Sundays, you know, so like learning Indiana systems, one thing, but then as you reach into each new state, you have new licensing, you have different, you know, different distributors. We do have a national contract, which helps us get into all of the states that they have a presence in, but then the ones that they don't, we have to obtain a different distributor. So in some states we're carried by the beer network. Some states treat us like a spirit. We fall under beer and wine guidelines because of the low ABV. So it's fascinating. That's something that, you know, we all kind of have to take a learning curve every day and just continue to try to understand it better.
All right. It's been wonderful getting to know you and your brand and a little bit about your families. And I can't wait for Mom Water to hit New York and New Jersey. Do you have an answer to that anytime soon?
We are working on it. You know, we've kind of learned not to maybe give hard dates, but we'll put it this way. It's on the top of our list for 2023.
Oh, what's your biggest market? That's my question. What part of the country is your best seller?
I mean, right now, overall in the Midwest is still like Ohio is actually our number one state. It's kind of bonkers there. The Beer Network got a hold of it and they just kind of know how to merchandise in a different way. They just did it quicker. You know, Florida is rapidly coming up we think Florida is got the, obviously the biggest upside, but yeah, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, like that kind of is probably the core right now, but Florida and some of the Southern states are really coming on. And then we're adding like another 10 states between now and the end of the year.
Oh, wow. So, congrats.
And now with online shipping too, I think the majority of our online orders come from California. So that's been a big area and we are adding New York, New Jersey on online shipping. That just continues to grow.
You know, there's also you would know more about this because I'm sure you've researched it, but a boom in mom related stuff. Remember the mom bear t-shirts and all the bracelets with the names of your kids. I feel like there's a trend right now to embrace motherhood and, you know, to own the mom label. Mom jeans, they're all the rage.
For sure. I personally can't pull them off. I wish I could, but I think I missed that.
I don't own the mom jeans.
Really? They're like my saving grace.
Oh no.
They cover every flaw. Oh.
Yeah, no, I can't handle that area being covered.
No. And that's one of the things I think we've talked continually about. We always wanted to celebrate, like never wanted to like poke fun or anything like that. We always wanted to celebrate like the craziness of being moms. Like it's never this perfect thing. You know, it's, my kids come in to half of these Zoom calls that we're on and I'm like, you guys, like boundaries.
Oh, I'm a Zoom zookeeper. I'm not a mother. I'm like, literally I have animals running around my house 24/7 that I bribe with, like, you know, as literally as if they're animals, with treats so they can behave so I can get like 5 minutes of work done.
We all relate.
Oh man.
Yeah. And that's what we didn't know in the beginning, with like, how will this come off? Because our intent was, we want this to be a celebration of moms. Like that's why we put names on the cans and personality traits. And just to try to, like, again, we always say playfully sophisticated, because that's what moms are. There's this sophistication to them, but there's all that, you got to have this playfulness. And, that's what we tried to pull off. And we just didn't know if it'd work. And the great news is like everybody has embraced it. They understand, to Kara's point, we're not poking fun. We're not trying to make a mockery. We're not, you know, we didn't do this as a marketing thing. Honestly, we just thought this would be a cool way to celebrate moms and to do something that would be positive for them. And then that's what we were trying to do. So we're really, really glad that it came off that way.
Last question, dad water, is that being researched?
It could be.
A little further than research. We're working on it.
The moms are in charge. So the
moms are in charge of the dad water.
That's right. If the dad water comes around, it's because the moms are the ones that wanted to do something nice for the dads. I'm just saying.
I would so fail in that category because everything my husband drinks, I spit out. I think it's disgusting. So I give you guys credit.
I mean, mom still may have they have the final say in what the palate is. Saying the branding might be, a little more focused.
All right. Bryce and Jill Morrison, Kara Woolsey with Mom Water. Thank you so much for momming with us today.
Thanks, Laura. It's been fun.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.